Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. How prepared are you when things in your life don't go the way you anticipate them? I was on a hike in Colorado over the summer, and we get pretty high on the mountain. We're probably at about 10,000 feet, and the weather starts to change quickly. So it goes from about 70, 75 degrees to about 48 or 49 within a few minutes, literally. You can feel the shift. You can feel the storm rolling in. You start to hear thunder behind it, and we come across a family, and they've got nothing. They're in shorts and tank tops, and they're hiking through this stuff. And, you know, they have a bottle of water with them each, a small bottle of water, probably, you know, 20 ounces, and that's it. And they're, I'm guessing, 3 or 4 miles at least, maybe 5 or 6 from where the trailhead was where we first started. This is a pretty tough situation to be in. It's not a really bright move to go into the mountains and not have gear with you for rain, for weather changes. Now, of course, there was nothing in the forecast about what was going to happen that day, but you just never know, especially out there because the weather changed so quickly. So I think we'd given them some water, and we tried to give them what we could to help them out. But in the end, they were just not prepared for what they were walking into. And I think this is a sign of life so often where people don't have a contingent plan in place. In business, we see it happen all the time. People put a plan together and they just expect that plan to work out the way they've set it in place, and it doesn't. And the question becomes, well, what were your contingency plans if it didn't work out that way? So this idea of preparation becomes incredibly important. You have to think about what can go right, but you also have to think about what can go wrong. And you want to prepare for the worst, whether you're out in nature, whether you've got a business venture, but what will you do if things don't go your way? And then start to look at what are the probabilities of something going awry? And if that were to happen, what would you do and how could you deal with it? We talked about creating a buffer in your life last week, and in a business venture, your buffer is additional funds if you need them, right? You don't want to bet everything on something going exactly the way you want it to, because those things rarely happen. Businesses almost never work the way you anticipate them going. And very often you need a fallback position. And so going into it, you have to think about what that fall position might be and what you would do given that circumstance. Do you have everything you need to deal with the situations? And if not, maybe you should put it off, or maybe you just make alternative arrangements by bringing in another partner, someone with other areas of expertise, someone with additional funding. The message today is a very simple one. Expect the best, but plan for the worst. And if you do that, you'll have your contingency plan in place. Think that you'll have thought out the probability of certain events happening, and you'll adjust accordingly. Having these contingencies in place will certainly keep your stress level down should they occur, and put you in a much better situation to deal with them. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, plan for contingencies. You know things aren't going to go perfectly, whether you're venturing into the mountains or you're getting into a new business situation. Look at the probabilities associated with particular actions happening, especially if they're less than ideal. And be sure that you're properly resourced.